Hey, hey, happy Thursday. Welcome back to The Scarlet Edit. I am your host, Nikki Corbett, and I am really excited for this week's episode. So let's just dive right in. This week, I want to talk about mindset and kind of how my mindset has been created and nurtured and how I feel like everything that I choose every single day plays a role in my entire journey to getting here and hosting the Scarlet Edit and talking about all these things that have to do with affairs, sharing my very intimate story, being vulnerable on here. So I just kept thinking about it. And I thought, you know what, this is such a cool topic to share with everyone. And so yeah, let's go. So I actively choose happiness and joy every single day. And that the more I have been sharing about that, the more I have been sharing my positive attitude, I think the more it confuses people. And here's an example. The other day I connected with a woman on LinkedIn and she sent me a note and it was a very kind note. And one of the things she said was, "How is your year?" And I responded back and I, you know, thanked her for connecting. And I said, "Oh, my year's been amazing." And she said in her response, "Oh, amazing. That's a strong word." Okay. Well, yeah, I guess. But I choose for it to be amazing. I choose to find the joy in the little things. And so to me, it's not a strong word. It's a great word. I love saying that things are amazing. I love feeling amazing. And it's not like I have this outrageous life right now. I feel like my life is very simple. I get up, I work out, I get some work done, I record an episode, I sometimes record with a guest, I see friends and family and try to get a good night's sleep. I mean, I am very routined. And I think that I've just made happiness a very big part of my routine. When you choose to go online and share your biggest secret, arguably, right? I mean, of all the different things that people talk about, sharing that they were the other woman or sharing that they've had an affair usually aren't the top things that they decide to go and put out on the internet. It opens the door for a lot of judgment. It opens the door for a lot of comments. And I feel at this point, I haven't received too many harsh comments. However, I know that they're out there. I have received some that have made me laugh, and I have received some where I'm like, wow, that's super judgy. Thank you for sharing. We're all guilty of seeing a smidge, just a tiny, tiny piece of somebody's story, and then kind of like filling in the gaps and making up our own story that goes along with their story. So for me, for example, you know, one thing that I think surprises people is that I had a very normal, very healthy, very happy upbringing. I had a home full of love. I have an excellent example of a long-term loving marriage by my parents. I mean, they're not only married still after 50 years, but they're genuinely happy and they actually really like each other and they really love each other. And I think a lot of people stay married and they just coexist and they don't even really like each other or want to spend that much time together. I mean, my parents are laughing and joking all day long. They do stuff together all the time. They certainly have their own interests and their own time that they go and do things on their own, but I can honestly say that they genuinely love each other probably more every day still. And they also genuinely really like each other. So I had a beautiful example growing up. And I think sometimes people will assume that someone in my shoes maybe has daddy issues, maybe came from some level of dysfunction in the home. But I didn't. You know, I was shown positivity from a very young age. And I believe it got ingrained in me. And let's also pause here for a moment, because of course, have I always been this extreme with things? No. Have I had my moments of negativity? Absolutely. Do I still? Of course. I mean, I think the most zen person can't even say that they are just 100% in the happy zone all the time. And if they can, I'd love to know their secrets. But I will say that at this point in my life, I believe so strongly that words have power. So I actively choose my words as best I can. I try hard not to talk negatively about other people. I try hard not to talk negatively to myself. Do I have moments? Of course. I mean, God, even just the other day, I was thinking about something that I said and I was like, God, that sounded so fucking shitty. Why'd you say that? And I don't know. You know, sometimes you say something and then you just keep going and then you think backwards and you're like, why did I say that? Like, what is wrong with me? But at this point in my life, happiness and joy are truly my baseline. Like, that is how I wake up in the morning. I wake up excited. I wake up happy. I wake up hearing birds chirping out my window, which I have to say, like a little sidebar, the birds in Arizona are very happy birds. There's so many birds that I've never seen before living here, and they're very chirpy, and they start around 6:30, which I think is a totally acceptable time. And I really enjoy hearing them in the morning. It's kind of like a free alarm clock. It's nature's alarm clock. But I'm really enjoying that. So yeah, at this point in my life, like, my baseline is joy. My baseline is happiness, and it can only go up from there. Now, again, I feel like I disclaim things a lot on this podcast because I think that it's necessary, because again, going back to, like, we all make these stories and we fill in these gaps and then we say, like, oh, well, this person has that. Like, so of course they feel that way. And this is not to say that I don't have stress in my life. This is not to say that I don't get frustrated, that I don't get annoyed. Of course, of course. But I'm just saying, choosing to be optimistic, choosing to have glass half full, choosing to see the positive in all situations is truly how I exist in the world. I talked on here a few episodes ago about having a moment when I was on vacation in Greece where I got up to use the restroom and I looked myself in the mirror, and out of just, I mean, it wasn't intentional, like, words just came out of my mouth and I said, I value myself. And it was the most bizarre moment. In retrospect, I'm very thankful that it was a small bathroom and that there was, like, no one else in there, because that might have been a little odd to hear this random American girl saying, I value myself while I'm washing my hands. But I think the point of that was this moment where I had to decide to turn things around for myself. I had to decide that, like, okay, I have had some behaviors that have clearly not served me. I have made decisions that have not served me. So instead of, like, wallowing in that and being like, oh, coulda, woulda, shoulda, or feeling sad or depressed or feeling sorry for myself, it was like, okay, we're going to change your mindset so you can go out and feel better and enjoy life and have fun and attract the things that are what you really want, right? I remember when I got divorced, I was 38, and I knew in my core that it was the right thing for me. It was the right thing for my ex-husband. It was exactly what we should have been doing. But that didn't mean that it wasn't hard, and it didn't mean that it wasn't sad. But I also had a moment where I was like, gosh, as sad and as hard as this is, I'm also so grateful that this decision has been made, because I know that this is what is best for both of us. And then I also thought to myself, I'm grateful that I am who I am, because I know that there's probably would be a lot of women in my shoes who, I got married when I was 34, we were getting divorced when I was 38, who might have been thinking and really frustrated with themselves and thought, why did I do this? You know, I envisioned my life differently. You know, maybe they wanted to have kids. There are so many things, I think, in that. that time period, especially in your 30s as a woman, where you are wondering, like, do I want to have kids? Is this something that I want to do? You know, is this person that I'm with going to be a good father? Do I want to be with this person for the rest of my life? And when you start questioning those things, and then when you ultimately decide that the relationship is no longer serving you both, you can have these moments where you think, shit, did I make wrong decisions? And I was really grateful that I didn't have those thoughts and I didn't have those emotions, because I think it would have made it exponentially harder. So, you know, as I moved through my life and then ended up in the relationship with the married man, and, you know, worked through all of that and then ultimately chose to end that. And then, you know, after that, I think I talked about this on an episode recently too, where I got into a situationship situation, which, I mean, you guys tell me if you're built for that. I'm not built for that. I'll tell you, I am not built for that. That ruined me in a way that the other two relationships did not. That was a whole different kind of pain. And I never want to experience that again. I never want to be kind of like that pathetic, if you will. It just was not, it was not for me. So I think about choosing joy and I think about choosing happiness. And I don't believe it was an accident. This was an active decision where, you know, that moment in the hotel bathroom where I said, I value myself. That was after all three of those relationships had ended. That was, I am done. That's really, I think, what that moment was like, I am fucking done with this. I am done with being in relationships that don't serve me. I am done letting other people, I guess I should just say, I'm done letting men that I date, you know, dictate my emotions. Like, you should not give another person power over your emotions and how you feel. Like, that is so unfair. No one should have that power over you. No one should be able to say or do something that changes your mood, that changes your feelings throughout the day. So I think that was just a big moment where I was like, okay, I'm done and I want to be happy. And so I'm going to choose to be happy. When I started sharing my story on the Scarlet Edit, so many assumptions were made, like I talked about, right? Some of the things that I have seen through comments are, you know, people who expect me to feel ashamed, people who expect me to feel broken, or maybe that I'm bitter, and then I'm not. And they're like, wait a minute, that's not who you should be. And I'm like, well, actually, it is. You know? And so in some ways, I think that choosing to be happy almost might be one of the most radical things that I do. Because again, you know, when I started talking a few minutes ago, like it is wild to me that people are so surprised at my level of positivity. I don't know. I just think about it and I'm like, why is that so surprising? Why is being unhappy a more comfortable emotion? Or why is being unhappy like an expectation? Why should that be our baseline? Why can't happiness be our baseline? So it makes me wonder, you know, is there some narrative out there that if you are single, if you don't have children, if you've been divorced, if you betrayed your spouse, if you were the other woman, that were just resigned to a life of misery forever? I mean, how shitty is that? I don't think that that's fair. And I don't think that any of us should take that as, oh, okay, I did this and therefore I'm supposed to suffer for the rest of my life. I mean, what do you think? Because I think it sucks that people assume that, or that is the expected narrative. I mean, I've had friends who have cheated on their partners and then stayed with them. And it seems like they just get punished over and over and over again. And so to me, it gets to the point where it's like, okay, how much longer are you going to deal with this? Took a short break because apparently my dog forgot that I was up here and decided to bark. So now he's joining me off camera. So yeah, sometimes I think that when we choose happiness, it's almost like we're rejecting the societal script, right? We're rejecting what society has deemed. This is how you're supposed to feel if you have made any of these decisions. And this is what we say. This is who you are for the rest of your life. And I say a big fat fuck you. No thanks. I'm going to live my life my way. So there's that. Ooh. Okay, this next point that I have, that this is truly one of my favorite ways of living life and my favorite ways of thinking about things, is that I can only control what I can control. And all I can control is literally me right here, right now. And yes, of course, we make plans, we live our lives, we do all of these different things, but like, we are not guaranteed anything. We are guaranteed this moment right here, right now. So learning that and really, really grasping onto it, I know has contributed to my happiness. I mean, think about it. As the other woman, I sat and I waited. That's the subject I talked about last week. I waited. I waited for him to choose me. I waited for phone calls. I waited for spring break to be over. I waited for summer vacations to end. I fucking waited. And ultimately, I never got what I wanted. So I did what I could do. I could only control me. So I chose to end the relationship and control what I can control, which was me in that moment, right there, right then. And I ended it. And like I shared last week, I said, you know, he said something, you know, paraphrasing along the lines of like, well, if you're asking me to make a decision right now, I can't do that. Okay, well, it's good. I couldn't control his timeline. I couldn't control what he wanted for his life. I could just control me. So then a fun fact that I learned after all of that is that I couldn't control my own grief. I couldn't control how I was going to feel. I just had to work through it. I had to just let it all unfold as it did. And I do recall it took a little bit of time for me to really be in the throes of it. I think the first couple of weeks, it was almost a shock. Like, oh, I'm not talking to him every day. I'm not making plans with him. Like, I'm not going to see him in a few days. It was hard for my brain and my body to digest and to really wrap around. But again, I couldn't control it. So I just leaned into it. And I said, okay, like, I'm going to work through all of this. I'm going to feel all of this. I'm going to be strong. I will say one thing I have always been good at is not calling. Like, I didn't used to be. Oh my God, I used to be terrible at it. But like, that was like college. You'll never hear from me. You will never hear from me. I am not going to chase you. I don't care if you're a friend. I don't care if you're a man. I do not chase people. I will not chase you. So that just reminded me of a quote in a movie. I will not chase you. I will not do that, because if I walk away from something, I'm walking away. I had to choose me, and I had to control the only thing that I could control, which is myself. If you are listening to this and you are the other woman right now, God, I know how hard it is to choose yourself. I know how hard it is, especially when you love someone so much. And when he tells you he loves you, and when you when you're together, everything is amazing and you've never been treated that way before and you've never been that happy before and you've never had all of these things before. But then you spend your weekends crying or you're frustrated sitting home alone on a Tuesday night when all you would really rather be doing is having your boyfriend hang out with you and have a glass of wine and maybe cook some steaks for dinner. But you can't do that because he doesn't live with you, because he has a whole full-on family that he lives with. So God, I know it is so hard to get to the point where you realize that the only thing you can control is yourself, but that one decision will change the trajectory of your life for the better. I am living proof of that. It will change the trajectory of your life for the better, because almost instantly you will be like, I am never putting myself in a situation like this again, because I don't want to feel this way and I deserve more. Okay? You deserve more. Choose yourself. I think back to this time last year when I had this idea, and it wasn't the idea for the Scarlet Edit. It was the idea that my story could help others. It was the idea that if I stood up and I told this story out loud and in public, that it would help other people get to where I am at. I wasn't sure how I was going to do it. Everything that I've talked about so far in this episode was a part that like weaved through it all. And the first time that I actually said it all out loud, I was in Austin. I had gone to this retreat. Well, what was so eye-opening for me when I first got there was I was the oldest person there by a lot. Like, I was like, oh, hi. I mean, I kind of felt like I was like the elder of the group. Here's something crazy too. There was like a huge new full moon. So I uploaded my human design to ChatGPT and I said, given my human design and this new moon, I'm going to a retreat. Here's the summary of it. How should I be at this retreat? Like, and it gave me some really good advice. You know, it said, only speak when you feel like you really have something to say, listen more than you talk, observe. Those were like the three key things. And so I thought, okay, I'm going to see how that energy feels when I get there. I will say for the majority of the week, I was more quiet than I normally am. I'm typically can be quite a leader in group situations. And I was definitely more reserved. And I learned, oh my God, I learned so much. Just really innovative and really inspiring. And I was so grateful. I took so many notes. I got a lot accomplished. It was a lot of fun. When we had first got there, we had written down our intentions for the week. On the last night, we took a look at our intentions and then we shared what they were and how we felt, you know, now that we were at the end. So after everyone had gone, I raised my hand and I was like, hey guys, I have a question. I said, I have this idea for a talk. I've never said it out loud before, but I'm curious if you guys would be willing to listen. And immediately they were like, absolutely. So as the night came to an end, I said, okay, let's do this. I'm going to do it now. And I stumbled through it. But they all listened. They were the most intent audience. I got unbelievable feedback, some very thoughtful questions that made me think differently, that made me understand what I was saying and how it was being received, and ultimately made me realize that, yes, this is something that people would want to listen to. So fast forward again, May, I'm going through a program called the Brand Edit. And I'm still struggling because I had a podcast. I had this idea for this talk that I knew would help people. And then I was also figuring out my own personal brand still. And how do I tie these three things together? And then through that brand edit, I had a moment during the second week where it was like this huge light bulb went on. Like you need to sunset the original podcast. You need to start a new podcast. And that podcast, you kick it off telling your own story. And then you can build your brand around all of this. But ultimately, it's like you choosing you. You chose yourself. You decided to start over. You decided that, like, you're going to choose happiness. You're going to choose yourself. This is how you're going to live from this moment forward. And this is what you talk about because this is what other people need to see. This is why the Scarlet Edit exists. The Scarlet Edit exists because I finally refused to let somebody else tell my story. I took that control back and I said, I'm not going to let a man dictate my emotions. I'm not going to put myself in situations where I am not being chosen. I'm not going to put myself in situations where I am not being treated and loved in all of the ways that I deserve. And I'm going to continue living like that and putting that out there and sharing that with other women because I believe that we all deserve to live like this. And I believe that we all deserve the life and the love that we want. And yeah, is it easy? No. Do you have moments where you're sad and frustrated and wondering, like, when the hell is it going to happen? When are all these things going to work out? Of course. But this is the mindset. This is the shift. This is how I choose to put myself out into the world. This is how I choose to exist. You know, our girl Taylor Swift said it best when she was on the New Heights podcast. She said, "Think of your energy as expensive. It is a luxury that not everyone can afford." And that is so true. Respect your energy, respect yourself, respect your happiness, respect your baseline. Know that, yes, you are not for everyone. Everyone is not for you. If you're for everyone, you're for no one. So if you've been frustrated, if you've been sad, if you've been wondering, you know, how do I get on the other side of this? How do I let go of shame? Oh my God. I don't even think I talked enough about shame. Shame, you guys. And look, maybe I'm different. Maybe I'm missing something. And if I am, great, because I'm glad I don't have it. There was a woman that commented on my YouTube that she said something along the lines of, like, oh, you need God. And I responded back, I have God, but thanks for listening. And she wrote back, oh, good. I'm so glad you were able to repent and blah, 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 blah. And I said, no. That's not how it was. I don't have any regrets and I don't have any shame. And I've always had God. I said, so two things can be true at the same time. And she just said, okay, wish you the best. And it was full of judgment. And that's fine. She has her own belief system that she lives by. But it's almost like people expect me to feel ashamed or people expect me to regret it. I mean, I've said a million times on this show that I have no regrets, that I took all of the good from that, that I, you know, I've been asked, would you do it again? And my answer to that is always, well, if it was this version of me, this one that is talking right now, this 2026 version, if that girl could go back in time, absolutely not, because this is who I am today. Like, there's no fucking way I would do something like that. But if I was just transported back in time to that girl at that moment and exactly how I felt and exactly what I was needing and craving and figuring out, yeah, I would totally do it again. 100%. And I have no shame in saying that. Because here's why. That relationship is part of the journey that got me to me right here, right now. And some of you who have listened to this every episode, you've heard me say this. I love me. I love this version of me. So I don't want to erase any part that made this version of me. So no, I'm not going to regret it. I'm not going to be ashamed of it. I mean, Jesus, if you'd think You would think if I was that ashamed, I would not have started a podcast about it. So yeah, so it's like this expectation, like, oh, well, you should be ashamed. Oh, well, guess what? I'm not. So carry on, moving on, onward. What's next? Not shame. I'll tell you that. You know, I did a great episode. I'm going to link it in the show notes with a woman. Her name is Dr. Zoe Shaw. I think it came out back in early October. She's a psychotherapist based in Los Angeles, and she talks all about shame. Shame is her game. And man, that was one of my favorite episodes ever. And if you are dealing with shame, that is definitely an episode that you should listen to, because she really breaks it down in ways that are so manageable to understand and digest and apply that I'm so grateful that she gave me her time, because it was a really, really good one. And we did talk a lot about shame as it correlates with affairs, because obviously like that made the most sense to have that conversation. So if you betrayed your spouse, if you were or are the other woman, that's a good one for you to take a listen to. So to wrap all of this up, the reason I wanted to talk about this mindset is because it's truly like what runs in the background of the Scarlet Edit. It's who I am. It's why this show exists. And it's the message and what I hope those of you who need it can hear and can take from it to apply to your own life. Because you do deserve everything that you want. You do deserve to decide how you feel about your own life. And nobody else should have that power. If people think that it's weird that you're happy after everything you've been through, good. As Mel Robbins says, let them. Let them think it's weird. Let them think you're weird. Go off and live your life. Have fun. Laugh. Enjoy. Because the right people will find you, whether it's friends, whether it's family, whether it's lovers. You know, it's so crazy, right? I think about this all the time now. Anytime I start chit-chatting with someone new, and, you know, oftentimes people are like, oh, your podcast sounds really interesting. I'm like, thanks. It is. But I'm like, are you going to like go to my website? Are you going to listen? You know what? But it's out there. So I'm happy. I'm living it. And I think that a lot of people that judge for that are judging because they haven't figured out how to be happy for themselves yet. And so I think the best thing that we can do is just be that example for others so they can sit there and go, well, shit, if she's happy, why the hell can't I be happy? Because you can. Because if I can, you can. We all can. I know that most of you are audio listeners, but I was just smiling. So I hope you could hear the smile through the audio. Anyway, I did just mention my website. I'm not quite sure if I mentioned on here, though, that I totally revamped my website. So if you haven't taken a look, you totally should. It's just thescarletedit.com. Super easy. And I would love it if you checked it out, because I had so much fun making it. I really love it. So yeah, check it out if you want to. And if you are listening on audio, please subscribe to the show. Follow, I think it is what it's called in the podcast apps. Follow the show. So every new episode ends up in your queue every Thursday morning. And if you have not already left a rating and review, I would love it if you did. And if you're watching on YouTube and you haven't already subscribed to my channel, please click that button, because we're working to grow all these channels here, guys. All right. That's it. Happy Thursday. I hope everyone is well, and we will talk to you next week.